Just in from the United States, President Joe Biden says America will share 80 million U.S. vaccine doses with the rest of the world. 75% of those vaccines will be donated through COVAX for countries in need, including countries in Latin America, the Caribbean, South Asia, and Africa. Well, our U.S. correspondent Simon Marks joins me now from Washington. Hi there, Simon. So this is great news, of course, this sort of dose-sharing program that a number of countries in the West are starting to talk about now. So it's quite a significant chunk, it seems. But do we know how much of that is coming to Africa and how much of that specifically to South Africa at this stage?
Yeah, well, this is very big news that has come from the White House just within the last few minutes. They've been under pressure for weeks to explain how the 80 million vaccines that President Biden says are surplus to American requirements that he's ready to share with the rest of the world will be shared. And we're now getting a framework for it. It's very difficult to put a precise number on the availability of doses for Africa specifically. We know that it will be at least 5 million of the 80 million doses that the US government is earmarking for Africa and intends to distribute through the African Union. But it is still possible that countries in Africa, including, of course, South Africa, will be able to access additional doses through COVAX, because 75% of what the Biden administration is planning to share with the rest of the world is going to be distributed through COVAX, the international vaccine distribution organization that has been created to help deal with the response to COVID-19. So individual countries, including obviously South Africa, will be able to go and make their case before COVAX to get a chunk of that 75% of the 80 million vaccines that the Biden administration is planning to donate initially internationally. But equally, South Africa, through the offices of the African Union, will be able to make requests for a portion of the 5 million doses specifically being earmarked for Africa. Now, initially, only 25 million doses are going to be released, the other 55 million doses a little bit further down the line. And the Biden administration says this is just the beginning. The president in this statement is quoted as saying that he wants the United States to be a vaccine arsenal for the rest of the world.
Simon, you know, is this sort of big gesture likely to encourage a lot of other countries to do a similar thing?
Well, I think certainly the White House will argue that that's what this is all about, coming as it does just a few days before President Biden is to sit with leaders of the G7 at the summit that Boris Johnson will be hosting in Cornwall. But equally, there are public health professionals all over the world who have said that the United States is really engaging in too little, too late at this point, and that at a stage where the United States, for example, is allowing anyone over the age of 12 to be vaccinated, but not yet donating vaccines in substantial quantities to those countries that are facing really massive, deadly surges of COVID-19, is a questionable approach. There are many voices here that say it was foolish to allow the 12 to 15-year-old age group in the United States to access vaccines, given the relatively low level of risk they are at from COVID-19, when you could have been giving these vaccines away much earlier.
Simon, I have to ask you about another issue that really is very close to us here in South Africa. We are sitting with 2 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that have been filled and finished here in South Africa. They're sitting in a factory in Gqeberha in the Eastern Cape. But the initial base solution for those doses came from a factory in Baltimore in the USA, Emergent BioSolutions. That factory has had to destroy a number of vaccines and is currently being investigated for mixing doses up, perhaps contaminating doses. The upshot, of course, is that the FDA has yet to signal that those doses sitting with us can be used. So it's a real worry for us here. Can you tell us a little bit more about this Baltimore factory?
Yeah, absolutely. The CEO of the factory has been hauled before Congress just in the last few days, says that he takes full responsibility, has apologized to members of the legislature here for the difficulties that arose in that Baltimore facility. But let's be clear about the scale of the crisis there and the embarrassment for the United States. This is a factory that was specifically selected by the Trump administration and paid millions and millions of dollars to serve as the standby facility that would immediately start generating millions of doses of vaccines in the event that there was a major public health crisis in the United States. Along came COVID-19, a major public health crisis. The factory started meeting the terms of its agreement with the US government and producing all of these vaccines, both Johnson & Johnson and Moderna's vaccine being produced there. And then it became apparent that safety standards were not world class at the facility. Hygiene issues meant that millions of doses of vaccine had to be thrown away. They mixed up the ingredients for one vaccine with the ingredients for another. So there is a major congressional inquiry taking place into all of this. Questions for the Trump administration about precisely why all of those payments were made to a facility that does not seem to have been prepared to respond to this kind of a crisis, but also questions for the Biden administration about when they knew precisely that there were problems at that manufacturing facility. Johnson & Johnson say they believe that the FDA is close to clearing some of those doses for use, but it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, and we wait here in South Africa as well. Thank you so much for that update from Washington, our US correspondent Simon Marks there.